在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Day two of testimony by the nation's top military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, told House lawmakers while Iraqi security forces did well in recent fighting in Basra, he said overall they are what he called a mixed bag. Petraeus also told lawmakers that even if security does deteriorate in Iraq, he is unlikely to call for another U.S. troop buildup. The comments today follow testimony before Senate lawmakers yesterday.A survey released today says Americans are getting more pessimistic about the state of the economy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Pew Research Center released a survey on consumer attitudes, and it found that most Americans feel like they've made no economic progress over the past 5 years. Almost a third said they're just holding their ground, while a quarter said they've fallen behind. 4 out of 5 people said it's become more difficult for middle-class Americans to maintain their standard of living. On the other hand, 2/3 of middle-class Americans say their standard of living is greater than their parents was at a similar age. And 80% of wealthy people thought that. And there was no clear consensus about who is to blame for the problems in the economy. 26% blamed the government, 15% the price of oil, and 11% blamed the people themselves. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 49 points today to end the session at 12,527. The Nasdaq declined 26 points. The S&P 500 was down 11 points to end the session at 1,354. This is NPR. U.S. officials say they have now confirmed that a top al-Qaeda leader is dead. They say Abu Obeidu al-Misri apparently died of natural causes last year in a tribal area located on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Al-Misri has been linked to not only attacks on U.S. forces in Afghanistan, but also the deadly 2005 bombings in London and an unsuccessful attempt to blow up jetliners flying between Europe and the U.S. Officials say it's believed he died from either hepatitis or a blood disease.House leaders are moving to put off a vote on a Colombian trade agreement. President Bush had tried to force a vote on the controversial deal before the fall election. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Earlier this week, President Bush sent Congress a free trade agreement with Colombia under fast-track authority, which started a 90-day clock for lawmakers to vote. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Thursday the House will vote to eliminate that timetable.
I believe that the issue of trade is an important one to our country, that the discussion of it has to be managed in a way that is as unemotional as possible, and that is not possible if the President of the United States is going to usurp the discretion of the Speaker of the House to bring a bill to the floor.
House Republican Leader John Boehner says any vote to delay consideration of the Colombia Free Trade Agreement would violate the spirit of the law and, quote, be cheating. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, the Capitol.
Another day, another record high for U.S. gas prices, with the national average for self-serve unleaded now at $3.34 a gallon.The latest increase follows word that crude oil supplies fell by a surprising 3.2 million barrels last week. According to AAA and Oil Price Information Service, gas prices are up 55 cents from a year ago. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.